former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and who knows, could be a presidential contender once again here in the 2024 cycle among Republicans in New Hampshire today, headed to St. Anselm College this afternoon, and Governor Christie joining us live out of the gate this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Good morning, Governor.
Jack, great to be back with you. Good morning to you.
Hope you've been well.
I have.
On the way to St. Anselm, because unlike the DNC and Joe Biden's White House, Republicans do care about New Hampshire going first, it seems.
We absolutely do. New Hampshire is the first in the nation primary. Always should be. We loved our experience in 2015 and 2016 campaigning with the folks in New Hampshire. There are no citizens in the country who know politics better than New Hampshire citizens. And so it'll be fun to come back up there today and to talk to them about the issues that are on everybody's minds all around the country.
Well, you ran a pretty good showing here before. Let's just start with that one. Are you going to jump into this one again in 2024? You seriously thinking about running again for president?
Seriously thinking about it, Jack, yes. I'm going to make a decision in the next 45 to 60 days. Obviously, these are important decisions for me and for my family. We know how much it changes your life to be a candidate for president. But I will tell you that, you look at what's happening in our country right now under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You look at all the losing we've done as Republicans over the last 6-7 years. And I quite frankly am very concerned about the future of our country. And so I want my voice to be heard in all this. And that's why I'm coming up to St. Anselm's today. And if that leads to a candidacy, then we'll be talking a lot to each other over the course of the next year and a half or so. But either way, I think it's important for Republicans who are leaders in the party across the country to be speaking out on these issues, both the issues of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and what we should be going into the 2024 race as a party so we can be a winning party again and stop being a losing one.
You know, I was speaking to a friend from Newsmax over the weekend, Rob Carson. We were just talking about my show in New Hampshire, and he said, what kind of paint the picture a little bit of your listeners. I said, we never really know. I just know we have a lot of them, and I'm very grateful and humbled. But I said they're people that tend to run their own business. Mind their own business. They know their business. They know where the capital of New Hampshire is and Washington is. They're taxpayers. They have a couple cars or vehicles in the driveway. They're informed people, and they're watching some of this stuff with the economy, and they're scratching their heads like I am. Let me ask you, Governor, do you think the Federal Reserve has a good handle on handling inflation? And why didn't we hear anything about these big banks and the banking crisis like Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, I could go on, before the collision and collapse?
The Federal Reserve's been a failure. For a long time, Jack, they helped to cause this inflation that everybody is suffering under right now in this country by making money too loose and too easy for too long, increasing the amount of money in the system. You add that to Joe Biden's incredible spending and, quite frankly, the ridiculous spending we did under Donald Trump as well. And it's no shock that we have that. And when you turn to the regulatory side, look, we went through this in 2008. I became governor of New Jersey in 2009 in one of the worst recessions this country's ever had, caused by the failure to regulate these banks. And here we are again, fast forward under Joe Biden and the failure to regulate these banks. They should have known about it. They didn't. We don't need more regulation. We just need the people who are supposed to be the watchers on the wall of this to be doing their jobs, and they're not doing it.
Chris Christie, last week I spent a good portion of my Tuesday show focusing on the fentanyl crisis right here at home. We had two mothers from New England who lost sons, as they said, to a fentanyl poisoning and overdose. We had the DEA on with us, and I was really, number one cause of death of young people in this country is a drug overdose. Why aren't we talking more about this? I'm worried about mental health, addiction, and fentanyl. And if you were elected president, like Governor Abbott in Texas, how would you treat those two main cartels that the DEA identifies as really distributing the fentanyl into our streets here? And we know China's synthetically making the ingredients. What would you say to China and Mexico, and how do we get tougher on trying to stop this flow before we get to more education, awareness, and prevention and help and treatment?
Well, you remember, Jack, I think I was one of the few candidates in 2016 who spent a lot of time talking about the addiction and overdose crisis. And
that's what you were actually played a role. That's why I'm asking. How do we?
Yeah. Look, here's what we have to do. First, we have to not be naive like Governor DeSantis has been and say that we're not in a proxy war with China. When a foreign country is sending poison over your borders to kill your citizens, they're in a proxy war with you. And so first, as to China, We have to do decoupling from China. We have to let them know that if they want to benefit from the extraordinary economy of the United States as trading partners and others, that they're going to have to start complying with some pretty basic human issues, like not sending poison over the border to kill our citizens. And so we have to be very direct and very aggressive with China. And that's why I'm so concerned when I hear Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, you know, taking the stand they're taking regarding China and Ukraine and Russia, because it sends all the wrong signals. It sends signals of weakness, not signals of strength. As to Mexico, I would make Canada and Mexico our top two foreign policy priorities. We live in a great neighborhood, Jack, but we need to make sure our neighbors understand that to keep that great neighborhood, they've got to act like good neighbors. And we need to work with Mexico to shut that down. And lastly, as you brought up, and I think this is really important, drug addiction is a disease. And the people who suffer from it need to be treated. Sometimes they need other mental health treatment as well. But we're not going to win this war just by closing down the border. We have to lower demands in this country. And the only way to do that is to get treatment for the people who need it. I am tired of seeing 100,000 Americans a year die of unnecessary overdoses. We need to give them the tools they need to be able to treat themselves. And in the end, Jack, every human life is precious. It's an individual gift from God. And we need to make sure those lives are treated that way.
You listen to former New Jersey governor, former presidential candidate, and seriously considering a run again here and now, on his way to New Hampshire this afternoon or this evening, early evening. I think it's a 5 p.m. start, St. Anselm College Institute of Politics. Neil Ovech will be on at 10 o'clock to talk about the event tonight with Chris Christie. Before I let you go, Governor, I want to ask you this. You referenced, before I had a chance, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. So far, the early polls, and that's all they are, is early snapshots, really show up between Trump and DeSantis. You've seen Donald Trump bashing, taking shots at DeSantis, nicknaming him. You've seen DeSantis sort of try to handle those blows. He did this interview, I guess, with, was it Pierce Morgan? Is that J-Dog's name? Yes. Governor, over the weekend, I just read in an Ancillary article that you think DeSantis has to punch back more. Donald Trump is very good, as you know, at defining his opponents and nicknaming them. You remember Little Marco, you know, Crooked Hillary. And he's very good at that. And he's a pretty good puncher and nicknamer. So my question is, turning the tables on the former president, Donald Trump, if Chris Christie, if he starts coming at you and putting some New Jersey nicknames or whatever, do you have a, can you give us now in New Hampshire maybe a good nickname for the first time for Donald Trump, the former president, that might stick from Chris Christie? Is there a nickname to give back if you think DeSantis has to punch harder?
No, look, I you'll notice, by the way, that in 2016, I didn't get a nickname. And I believe I didn't get a nickname because Donald Trump knew better. And the fact is, Jack, that you don't preview what you're going to do to knock somebody out. You just knock them out. And so, if I were to get into this race, believe me, Donald Trump. Let's remember, I played Hillary Clinton in debate prep in 2016 for him. I played Joe Biden in debate prep for him in 2020. Donald Trump and I have sat across the table from each other and on the debate stage across the country in 2015 and 16, probably about 30 times now. And I think I didn't get a nickname because he knows full well that he doesn't want to have that fight. The fact is that I'm a guy who tells the truth. I tell it straight. That's what I did in the primaries in 15 and 16. And my point on Donald Trump is I've known him for 23 years. He's not going to go away by himself. If we don't want him to be the candidate, and I don't want him to be the candidate for our party, regardless of whether I run or not, because I don't think he can win, well, then you got to take him out. And there's no way of sitting back and hoping that that happens on its own. That's what a lot of people did in 2016, and we wound up with Donald Trump as the candidate. The fact is that if you want to take him out, you got to go right at it. You got to tell the truth, because the American people are starving for the truth right now. And not a truth that's negotiable, Jack, but the real truth. And if I were to get in this race, that's what I'd be talking about.
Chris Christie on his way to New Hampshire. Thank you, Governor. I'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. The Pulse of an Age. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.